FAR EDC meets with Mexican consulate to advance binational economic efforts. Texas border business. Texas border business. Leaders from the FAR Economic Development Corporation met with representatives of the Consulado de México en McAllen on April 1, 2026, to discuss strategies to strengthen cross-border economic cooperation. According to a statement from FAR EDC, President and CEO Victor Perez and Economic Business Development Director Lilvet Santos held a work session with Acting Consul Jesus Cano. The meeting focused on advancing the organization's strategic initiatives while fostering binational economic growth and investment opportunities. FAR EDC stated that the work session proved highly productive, citing meaningful dialogue, valuable networking, and a dynamic exchange of ideas among participants. The organization added that it looks forward to continued collaboration with the consulate to support economic development efforts in the city of FAR and the surrounding region. Mexico is one of the United States' most important economic partners, with deep ties in trade, manufacturing, and cross-border commerce. According to the U.S. Department of Commerce, Mexico consistently ranks among the top trading partners of the United States, supporting supply chains that span industries such as automotive, agriculture, and energy. The interconnected nature of the two economies means that goods often cross the border multiple times during production, underscoring the importance of cooperation, infrastructure, and stable commercial relationships between the two countries. The FAR Economic Development Corporation has emphasized this relationship through ongoing outreach efforts in Mexico, where it has established multiple contacts to promote FAR, Texas, and the South Texas region. According to FAR EDC, these efforts focus on highlighting the area's strategic location, trade infrastructure, and readiness to support new investment. The organization states that it continues to position the region as open for business, aiming to attract companies seeking to expand operations within the United States while maintaining strong ties to Mexican markets. No additional details about specific projects or agreements discussed during the meeting were released.